Welcome to 90 Day Fiancé WTF Podcast, a weekly hangout to talk about what the fuck we all just watch on TLC's 90 Day Fiancé. I am Nadia, and with me is my co-host, Lon.
How's it going, everybody? What's up, Nadia?
Hey, Lon.
Yes?
I don't know if you know, but I'm super smart and good at technology.
Oh my gosh. What did you think about this episode?
Oh man, I was grossed out most of the time.
Yeah, it's pretty cringy.
It's pretty cringy. Well, what about you? What do you think? What's your overall thoughts on this episode? It's episode, was it 12 already?
I think it was 13? Yeah, I think it's 13.
Oh man.
Yeah, I don't see any hope for these couples at all. I don't know if any of them. Maybe Gino and Jasmine, but even that, I was just like, nah.
I don't want to spoil too much before we get on to the discussion, unless you want to start talking about Memphis and Hamza, and then I can spoil it.
Yeah, we can talk about Memphis and Hamza.
Well, they're already married.
No, what?
Yeah. Yeah, that was a news report that came out that they're already married.
Is that what the spoiler was?
Yeah, so they're married. To answer your question, I guess it's not all is lost.
It did look like it was ending on a high note at the end of this episode.
Yeah.
Again, the translator, you know MVP. What I mean? The MVP. Yeah. So again, it reiterated to me that, look, if this is going to be successful, y'all really got to learn each other's languages to communicate. That was one of the biggest issues with this couples is their communication, not just the language barrier, but their communication styles as well. And to see that even with the mom, it was very similar. Like once they were able to get on the same page and see that she cares, things got better. And then they had the whole pretty woman moment where she's trying on dresses and stuff.
That was a pretty woman moment.
Yeah.
I bet. Whoops.
With the montage, right?
Yeah.
It's always like, and that's kind of, I guess, the 90-day formula is, it's always like we hate each other and then like, let's go try on dresses together and stuff. Right. And
suddenly it's say yes to the dress.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. So it did look like it was going to end on a high note, but then like when she threw in the whole, oh, I still have to let the mom know about like something, I forgot what happened in the past, but like.
The ex-husband, was it?
Was it the ex? I think she did let the mom know that, right? Or
yeah, she did. And the mom raised that concern through the translator, remember?
Yeah. I forget what it was that she said that. It was almost like she was kind of leaving a cliffhanger for us to like tune in next week to see what this drama is going to be about.
No, the cliffhanger was because of something really silly. She realized she couldn't come up with a prenup.
Oh, it was the prenup.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
So, okay, let me take it back. So I remember now. I wasn't reading my notes.
Yeah, all good. I'm here to jog your memory.
Yeah, she was going to confront the mom. Well, not really confront, but she had to mention the prenup and she was afraid. Mm. But then when she calls later, it's like, oh, a post-nup? That's how they called it?
Right. Yeah.
A post-nup.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, that's the first I've heard of that.
Yeah. But there's post-nups, though I'm not sure they're as ironclad as prenup. But what I found really funny is that given that Memphis was the one to suggest the prenup, she should have known that prenups take a long time to be drafted up. Like at least from our research, because we recently got married, my husband found out that it was at least 3 months.
Yeah.
So it's not like I Zoom with my attorney and the next day he'll come up with a clause.
Let's hammer this out tonight.
Yeah. Exactly. No, it's not like that. So
she was really winging it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Entire it was process a pipe dream been winging it.
It was a pipe dream to think that you can just come up with a prenup there and then.
Right.
So I felt like, okay, it's so anticlimactic for you to fuss over the prenup when you don't even have one to begin with. You didn't come with one. And also someone on Reddit was saying, who's going to tell Memphis that prenups only apply to things you came into the marriage with?
Yeah.
She told her attorney that we saw that she was thinking about building a house.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't come with an asset, given that an asset is like a house, right? then why would you need a prenup?
Right.
You know,
anything after that, those are the things that are like considered shared. And look, we got to talk about how
right.
We're
and
to
I think maybe
and...
that's why a postnup makes sense. Mm. But even then, Hamza's going to come to the US broke anyway.
Yeah.
And you're not coming to the table with anything more than just your salary. And you're going to have to support him anyway before he
that's true. You
know, gets on his feet. So the whole prenup thing is just so fabricated at this point. Like, it's so unnecessary.
Yeah.
They just had to come up with a plot line to make it seem like, oh, this couple is arguing about
throw prenup. Something dramatic in there.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good for them. Because like I said, it did seem like it was ending on a high note. And mm-hmm. and maybe the entire drama has been fabricated since day one. Because I had my concerns too. I was like, man, that's this whole we're not going to make it to the thing. And oh, and then I'm going to a hotel. And I'm like, man, this shit is fake.
Like, yeah, like, it was so dramatic. It, like, just because the prenup thing didn't happen as she expected, she was like, oh, now I got to go somewhere.
They invented conflict. Yeah.
Yeah,
all these conflicts were kind of invented.
Yeah, totally.
Put into the place into their storyline. Well, congratulations then. Good for them.
I know. So, Lon, would you say that it's not 90 Day Fiancé until someone threw a water into someone else's face?
Ooh, dang. Took back the chain and everything.
I know, right?
I was like, no, not the chain.
She was slick through it. She was like, let me see that chain. Take it out for me. Yeah. Let me see, you know, I want to take a look at it. And then she didn't give it back. It's like,
and that's what got him up. He was like, yeah. Oh, hey, wait.
Oh, man.
Took his chain.
Took his powers.
That's assault, though.
Already? Right?
I mean, it's minor. And if you're in a relationship, it's nothing to like sue over, I don't think. But like, I think in any other, you know, if I were in public and I threw a drink at something into somebody's face, I think they could do something about it. Like,
really?
I think.
I would say
it's super, super minor, but like a Karen or whatever would probably like say something and have some kind of case. Against me. It's minor assault or I forget exactly what, but
I would say it's assault if it's acid, but if you throw water on someone else's face, that person can say, oh, I'm just quenching their thirst.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm moisturizing their face.
It happens all the time, I think, in these kinds of shows.
Yeah, exactly.
And is it in the face.
Right. Is it considered assault intending? I don't know. Maybe to them it's like, yeah, the weather's hot. I deserve a splash of water in my face.
Oh, yeah. But what it happened with Andres, right? Like Andre and that family. Like,
yeah. Oh, all
becoming, it,
like
it's
wine.
Becoming
it's
one of those.
Wine.
It's a tradition at 90 Day Fiancé now. They've got a. It's like,
yeah. Like Chantel.
Who's going to take a drink to the face?
Yeah. Right. You know, Chantel and Nicole, they splash each other with a lot of liquids. It's like every season now, there's someone gets splashed. The ultimate reality TV move right
there.
Yeah,
yeah.
What do you think of her threatening to leave? And he's like calling her bluff, right? He's like, okay, if you want to fly back to the US, have a safe flight. He didn't care. He's like, okay, I don't know why you're that pissed. Okay, bye.
Yeah, for me, we talked about how she came into this with expectations mm-hmm. already.
Yep.
And we're like, you were not his girlfriend. You were not his girlfriend.
Like, exactly.
It wasn't until that moment. So I get that she invested all this time. I get that like before the official, she was already acting like she was. He didn't ask that from you. You put that on yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not allowed to have all these expectations of what he should have done as a boyfriend when he was not your boyfriend.
Mm-hmm.
That was on you. Those were your expectations that you set because you were already seeing yourself as the girlfriend. You were already planning, you know, 10 moves ahead for a future that may or may not happen. But in your mind, the end goal for you was like cemented. And that's not the expectation you should have came in here. He made it very clear you were not his girlfriend. So all these things that she's saying, you know, oh, he needs to prove his love and all that stuff. Prove his love. You've only been official for what? 2 nights max? Like, do you know what I mean? Right? Like prove
two
his love.
Four sex.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, and it was probably just sex to prove his love. Like, you were there to prove that this could be a relationship, and that was that. Mm-hmm. So even getting to that point is already an accomplishment. Now he has to prove his love. This trip was just to prove whether you guys could be in a relationship, whether you could be the girlfriend, was the whole thing of the trip. Now that it's like he has to prove his love, that was almost like, wait. These are expectations that you had because you already thought that you were the girlfriend, and you came in here wanting more out of this than you should have.
Yeah. I still don't know why she escalated it to the point where she's so mad. Like, I get it. Maybe she felt betrayed as a friend, but he has a point too. Like you said, Lon, she wasn't his girlfriend then. Yeah. So why would she be mad?
She discovered. I think she discovered that she was the side piece.
She was the
side. I mean, yeah, she was the backup. Side. It all starts with the Zara thing, right? That's where everything changed. Why am I out here shooting a music video for another bitch or whatever, however she phrased it?
So I'm trying to find my notes here, and maybe Lon, remind me, did she invite herself or was she invited to Tanzania to, you know? Oh, you know what? My notes said he invited her to Tanzania for a video shoot.
So right.
Yeah, maybe she didn't like come on her own will. Like, she got invited. And maybe that also feels like, okay, I'm wasting my time here. But how is it a waste of your time when he's single?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know what that move was. That was messy. That was messy on his part. So I'll give her that. He knew what the whole Zara thing was about. So I don't think he owed her anything, but the Zara thing, I think he could have been more honest about that.
Yeah.
So I'll put that on him. The whole Zara thing should have been up front.
Totally.
That was messy. Like, dude.
But I still think she shouldn't overreact though.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I mean, okay. Are we ready to talk about Gino and Jasmine? I know you tweeted something and really, really resonate with the scene where, why would she be mad at something that happened 6 years ago? Like, I totally believe him when he said he forget. I mean, sometimes I forget what happened like 6 weeks ago.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man.
Yeah. A lot of points were made too by other people who commented on the tweet. Mm-hmm. So one person was like, but it shouldn't matter because they weren't even together
when
it happened.
Yeah.
So what? Yeah. So that should already negate the entire thing.
Yeah.
And then somebody else was like, but it's Legoland.
Yeah. Legoland. Dude.
It's Legoland, dude.
So why are you mad at Legoland?
What's this? Oh, no. Like, okay. But to her point, I guess he lied about something and it wasn't clear what he lied about. So
she's trying to set a trap, I feel, she's trying to test him. That's how this whole conversation surfaced, right? Because she's like, what else is he hiding from me? And I get it. She's feeling paranoid because she got that message about her nudes possibly being circulated.
Mm-hmm.
I get that she was probably incensed by that, but I don't think she should pick a fight with Gino over Legoland 6 years ago.
Yeah. She's vulnerable right now. So I get that too.
Yeah.
Like, holy crap. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And we had a comment. I don't want to say who's right or wrong when it comes to this kind of debate. I like to think that Gino is wrong. I consider anyone saying, well, she shouldn't have done that, I think that's victim blaming.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the way I see it is, if someone gives you a gift and you give that gift to somebody else, to someone who was never meant to have it,
mm-hmm.
and without permission from the person who gave you the gift in the first place, like, why is it the other person's fault if she's now being threatened because, like, the person you gave it to is using it against her? You know what I mean? That's the way I see it. Like, so you're blaming the victim here. Like, but I also understand the argument that, like, of self-responsibility, right? Well, do we just not hold the other person responsible for these kinds of things, knowing technology and knowing how things go and stuff? So I understand both sides of the argument, right? But I still stand by victim, and I still stand by that argument is victim blaming. So I think when she's feeling this vulnerable, I get, well, what else? What else do you have on your fucking phone, you know, that's going to expose me, you know, that you can possibly share? Because I don't fucking trust you.
Yeah.
Like, what else can you share about me with your ex or whoever? So I kind of get that part. But yeah. Damn, like, tell me about Legoland 6 years ago. It's a bit far.
Yeah, so, yeah, that went the other way.
Yeah, so for him to storm off and go, I don't fucking know. I get it. Like,
yeah, totally.
Yeah, that's...
I feel you there, Jano. I feel okay, you.
Jano, yeah,
six
I get
years
that.
Ago, I got to look at my Google photos, man.
Yeah, so they're in this stalemate, right? But I... Yeah. Yeah.
I do feel that she's also pissed that he downplayed her feelings about
it, right?
Forgot
to mention that, yeah.
Yeah, because when she was at the gym and she said, hey, I got this message about my nudes possibly being circulated, and he was like, well, don't worry about it.
Don't worry
about
it.
And he was so nonchalant about it, and that got her mad because he's like, well, do something about it. Like, do something, you know?
And then he followed it up with, I don't think that's going to happen. Yeah. You don't fucking think like...
Dude, that's the internet.
It's
like,
so like
up there, it's up there and it's not gone. Like, it's
it's
gonna live up there forever. And the fact that he said, oh yeah, I'll support you, bitch, you don't even have a job.
You don't have a job. Yeah. His entire reaction to that thing, that scene, was all weak. Yeah, like, Gino. Yeah.
Gino, just...
The fuck are you
saying? You should know her better, and you should know she needs you more than you saying, yeah, don't worry about it. Oh, that's not going to happen. Yeah, that was a very lazy and weak response to someone who's super worried, right? Because her job is on the line. Her reputation is on the line. It's a lot on the line.
He's not understanding like the magnitude,
the gravity of it. Yeah.
Gravity of it. Right. Of his actions and how far they can spiral. And having someone threaten to release nudes on the internet is like, that's like the holy shit moment. Oh my gosh.
I also feel that the way he suggested that, oh yeah, if you're not teaching, you can go into this fitness modeling or whatever that he suggested. He hinted something to her. And I was like,
you can find another job, you know, do this. And
how dare you? Like, come on. She wants to be a teacher all her life. Let her be a teacher. But having said that, I was actually going to ask you, Lon, what do you think of Jasmine doing what she's doing right now in the same way as Kim Kardashian controlling her image after the sex tape thing? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. It's a smart move.
Because some people has called Jasmine a badass for doing what she's doing right now, even though it's OnlyFans. But still, like, she knows that her nudes are out there. But she's like, well, I might as well just charge you guys for my nudes from now on.
Yeah.
You know, or for my adult content.
It's a way to regain that
the
power.
Control. Yeah.
The control of
over
it.
Over your
image.
Yep.
The power of it again.
Yeah.
He's actually kind of forced her hand at this now. Because. You know what I mean? If she doesn't do anything about it, then she has no control. And
right.
At least this way she can control some of that. She can actually create the content herself and make the money herself. And especially now where she's got her 15 minutes, like, use them. I'm all for it. And again, at this point, Gino has made her super vulnerable. So as a way to kind of reclaim that power again over her sexuality, smart move.
I absolutely agree. But you know what's not a smart move?
We're getting into Ben.
Oh, we are.
There's so many unsmart moves.
There's the one where you, I don't know, invite a friend over and accidentally fell and trip into
it. Oh my God.
Bruh,
I didn't know it was going to happen.
I'm ready to cancel Ella. I'm ready to cancel her. And again, listeners, I'm not about body shaming. This is not about her body. This is about her entitlement. Even if she didn't do it, and let's say we call her bluff, right? It's still attention seeking.
Yeah.
And you hurt that person too. That said, I've seen people also call Johnny out on his red flag behavior. When you found out that you got cheated on, the right reaction is not to say, give me your ring size, I'll buy you a diamond
ring.
I'll
buy a diamond ring.
What the fuck are you trying to perpetuate here? That you can go on cheating on me? Like, what?
Mm-hmm.
Bruh, get a grip. Like, have some self-respect. But someone also said that, well, he could possibly be blaming himself for the infidelity, and that's why he's trying to make up for it, because he knew that she wanted him to come visit her. But right. Come on, Ella. It's the pandemic. He has kids. He has parents to support. Come on, be reasonable. Don't go crying like you're a victim when you're the one who's hurting someone else.
Right.
It reeks of entitlement and self-righteousness. I can't with her. I can't. Yeah.
One, I would have just owned up to it. Like when she said, you know, I miss having physical companionship and I invited somebody over. Like, stop right there. Fine, we get it. But then for her to kind of just say, I didn't mean to, and you know what I mean? I'm just like, you didn't mean to. You know what I mean? That's hard for me to believe. Yeah. And then it also makes me think that this was all part of the manipulation, right? It's all manipulative. It's throwing down the ultimatum. It's sleeping with somebody and then saying, it's like signaling, this is how you're going to lose me, right? Like,
right.
Which is what made him say, well, I have to prove myself.
Right.
Let's seal the deal. I'll get you a ring, right? The whole road to manipulating him to that point. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where I'm seeing it. I think she knew full well what was going to happen when she invited a friend over for like physical companionship. You said it in so many words already. So don't backpedal and say you didn't mean for this to happen. You didn't know, right? Like, and then cry about it.
Yeah.
Like it's exactly what you wanted to happen.
When she broke the news and she said, are you mad? Like, bitch, of course I'm mad. We're all mad for Johnny, but clearly she's being manipulative and yeah, like trying to force his hands too.
Yeah.
Because if this was fake, if this was, you know, made up, right? I'm not saying that she can't get laid. This is not about her ability to get laid or not. Maybe she did get laid. Maybe she didn't. But if she didn't, then it definitely is her forcing him to speed up this whole like, okay, we definitely need to get into this relationship. I need to go over to the US. There's some sort of urgency, artificial urgency that she's trying to create between them. And that's not cool either. I feel like she's also acting like a high schooler trying to make her partner jealous by being with another person.
Yeah.
Like, you know how you play those games when you were younger? Like, why?
Yes.
Why?
Yeah.
And as adults, stop. You don't have to do that. Don't have to manipulate people like that. Come on.
And under the circumstances, I think he gave a fair date, right? He like set a deadline,
February or something.
Yeah. But hey, he set a deadline. Like,
newsflash though, China got into another lockdown.
I know.
I guess it never really happened. But that doesn't mean it justified her cheating on him, but whatever.
There are ways. Come on, y'all. For y'all who've been in long distance relationships, there are ways.
There are ways.
There are ways, y'all.
Though to be fair, I think they've tried those ways from what I'm trying to check my notes here, but I think they...
Oh, and she did her little cosplay thing.
Yeah, she does like, cosplay.
Hey, I'm Naruto.
Or something. Yeah. She does get freaky over the Zoom, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I just want to sum it up with, someone said this, being her size is the least of her problems. The weight she carries is her petty self-righteousness. Very profound.
The weight of petty self-righteousness is pretty heavy.
Yes, weighs heavy on her.
That's good.
All right, can we get back to the tiger and the owl?
Oh, oh my gosh. That made me uncomfortable. I know we're totally. All adults. Stuff like that, I think. Intimate,
the private thing.
Right? Intimate lives. Yeah. Intimate lives. Like, I'm sure things go on. Everybody calls each other pet names and things like that. But when you see it play out on camera, it's just like, ew. What animal was I? Like, I don't know. Maybe you all ask your partners that in privacy, you know? I don't know.
No judgment. We don't want to see it. We don't want to hear about it.
It's like actually seeing it was like, what animal was I last night?
You know what's funny? A lot of people said the animal that Mike would have been is a sloth.
A sloth. There's memes of the owl, you know, obviously, yeah. The reference you were saying. The memes of the owl that I've seen are just, well, they're hilarious, y'all.
Internet savage.
Y'all savage out there, yeah.
I just want to point out that we all need a friend like Nelsie. You know, someone who's like, who called you out and who look out for you and who knows
you're clearly has his best interests. Totally. Clearly. And then he didn't fucking listen. I'm like, your friend is like literally telling you, dude. She's telling you, man, you know? And like, it makes him look almost like sex touristy because even after that, he's like, oh, I don't know what to do. Will you sleep with me? Get the fuck out of here, bro.
Yeah, like, dude, that was the first thing out. He asked.
Yeah. Oh, gosh. Ew. And she saw it. She took advantage of it. Well, it's not even that she took advantage of it. He wanted it. And she knew that that was the opportunity to snag it. And she took it. Because like, if, you know, they weren't going to work it out. You know, yeah. She was like saying, we can work it out. Yeah. And the friend was like, leave right now. She just wants you to continue paying for her stuff. That's why.
Yeah.
You can't get more explicit than that. She's telling you to your fucking face. And then you're just like, will you sleep with me? So, yeah, she's going to fucking do it. And now that she suckered you back in, you broke you off a piece. Now you're all, I think we're going to be good. We're headed in the right direction. Of course you do now. Like this guy, man.
Gross. Someone described this whole relationship as a zero sum game, right? Because neither of them are angels. They're, Ximena is obviously using him. And we get it. We kind of explore the whole concept of her not working because of the fact that he told her not to work.
Yeah. Interesting perspective, by the way. Thank you for sharing that. Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, and he's basically a sex tourist that wants to just get his, you know, get his fuck on in exchange for, I guess, you know, rent money or something. It's just toxic. And I think we know that they split up.
Yeah.
So it is truly a zero sum game. It didn't work out.
Is he dating somebody else or?
He's filming The Single Life. So I think he's still looking for love.
Okay. Yeah. I saw like a photo or something on, I think it was Instagram where he was with someone else. I don't know if it was just something put together or what, but.
Yeah. I don't know. I haven't seen that.
Single Life started yesterday or
this
Monday?
Is the next season. This Single Life season is the one with Natalie and Colt's mom and Big Ed. Not this. He's not going to be featured on this season. It's going to be the next one that they're going to, you know, broadcast. Yeah.
So the one that started Monday has Colt in it.
Colt's mom.
Oh, Colt's mom.
Yeah. And
that
Natalie
doesn't make me want to watch it.
I know.
I'd want to see what's up with Natalie. I'm curious about that. Are you watching it? Nah.
It's all the people that I don't want to see anymore.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Stepanko's back, right? Yeah, I think she was on the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Yeah, I am excited for, was it season 9 of 90 Day Fiancé? I showed you the trailer.
Mm.
The one where Ari and Beanie, they're coming back.
Yeah.
Yeah. That one is interesting. Right. Really interesting. New couples, mostly. New couples. A lot of young new couples.
Yeah.
Really looking forward to that. Speaking of young, are we ready to talk about... Let me see. How do I pronounce her name here? Because her dad calls it a different way. Mahogany.
Mahogany.
Yeah. And Ben. Pastor Ben.
Ben's... acting super childish and immature.
Totally, dude.
What is up? I mean, okay, so one, let's just talk about the text messages. I thought they were maybe I'm being insensitive. I know he's trying to be poetic and sharing his heart, but the way that people are kind of ridiculing it on, so he's getting roasted.
And, he's getting so roasted on the internet. It's not funny. It's funny.
But some of it is kind of like, I think he believes he has this flair for words or whatever, you know, and I heard a knocking on the door. But it was my empty suitcase searching for its heart or some shit like that. I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about, bro?
The train has left. Yeah. So let's dance or something like that, right? It's crazy, right. Crazy shit like that.
And then he backpedaled on something like, if God is doing this, then this is love. But this is not love or something. I'm like, what are you talking about, bro?
Yeah.
You know, and I get that you would be hurt that like, somebody doesn't answer your text messages, but there's so many reasons why someone doesn't answer your text message. So many reasons. So for anybody out there, and maybe Ben isn't the only one doing this, y'all, if y'all are doing this too, listeners, if someone isn't getting your text messages right away, like that's no reason to stand them up. Maybe they want to talk about it the next day, which is exactly what happened in this case. Like they were going to see each other anyway. And he stood her up. They were going to see each other anyway. And she's like, this is a conversation that needs to happen face to face. This is really, I don't know how to respond to this. Like, you know, so for him to just be like, I didn't get anything. So I'm not going to, that's just so childish, y'all. And maybe this is a new generation thing. You know, I'm pretty old, y'all. So I grew up without having text messages 24/7, you know, and if you couldn't reach somebody, you called them. And if they didn't pick up, you tried again. This whole, like, you have to answer my text messages because if you don't text back, you know what I mean? And I joke about it. I can't even get a text back. Like, we get it. That's a meme and everyone says that. I get it. But if you don't get a text back, it's not the end of the world. Like, fucking, it doesn't mean you got to start playing petty games and start being immature and then lose your shit, right? There's so many other reasons. And this didn't happen. But what if the person got in an accident? What if their battery ran out? What if someone took their phone? Like, there are just so many reasons why you don't get a text back. It doesn't have to be like, well, fuck off then. You know, I'm not going to talk to you anymore. And
like, what if she had a do not disturb and she was sleeping at night?
She was sleeping. Yeah. There's just so many things for a guy who's over here saying that God brought them together and that he's in love with her. You act pretty shitty, like, you know, to stand her up. You know what I mean? Like, because of this, because I guess the breakfast thing was not really a date, but they were supposed to meet up for breakfast. Yeah. And then he just never showed. I was like, dude, and the parents were there?
I'm glad that they showed up because he took her to some city that's 3 hours away from where they live. And like the parents would be concerned, like, who's this guy from the internet that flew all the way down here and took you all the way to this desert city? And we got to know what's going on. So I'm glad that they showed up.
That set up?
I think that was
the
set
parents
up.
Part. Because she acted surprised or something. Oh, I'm surprised they're here. I'm like,
I thought she acted like she kind of knew, but maybe she did act surprised. By the way, speaking of acting, are you mad? Oh, maybe you're not, but does it bother you that Mahogany, went to acting school?
This is what makes this story the most interesting.
Right.
What the fuck is going on? Right.
Right.
Can we trust this conversation we're having about Ben and Mahogany? Is it even real? Does it even matter? Yeah. Are they even a couple for real? Because if she's an actress, that opens a whole new door of things. Right. Because is she just hired to act? Or is she real? And she's like, that opens a whole new can of worms.
Yeah. Is this a catfish within the catfish?
Actually an actress. Yeah.
Yeah.
When I was like, oh, I see what the insinuation here. And it just is like, TLC, did you really just bring an actress on to play a role? The whole speculation adds more to the intrigue of this whole fucking cluster that is Mahogany and Ben. Doesn't bother me none. Like, well, let's be honest with ourselves. We know what reality TV is. And like, if she's here to make a buck, that's cool. She's an aspiring actress and she's trying to break into TV. This is one of the few cases where I'm actually not mad that if we were duped, we got duped. And I bought into it. I bought into this whole mystery chase of whatever we're on right now with Mahogany and Ben. I totally bought into it and I'm entertained. But, you know, usually it's like, oh man, they're fucking actors and I hate being duped by TLC. But in this case, it's been such an entertaining ride and the content that we've gotten out of Ben for it is good content.
I can see why you're okay with it because you watch a lot of Bachelor and Bachelorette. And from what I understand, it's slowly becoming an audition or a jumping off point for aspiring actor and actresses.
A launch pad, per se.
Yeah, a launch pad, right? Because it's not about finding love anymore. It's about pretending to find love. But really, it's all about your 50 minutes of fame to get in front of the TV and be like a household name or to be maybe the jumping off point to Dancing with the Stars, right?
Or other spin-offs,
or
right?
Other Paradise.
Bachelor in Paradise.
Right. So I think 90 Day Fiancé is probably exploring that option where they're no longer relying on organic couples, like couples who are actually couples in real life, but with like, you know, some fabricated drama here and there. But now they're like, well, we need to fill in this gap. Let's get someone and let's find an actress.
This is going to be a long-term investment, right? We can use her on two more spinoffs.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, I see that. Yeah.
Like she can be or he can be on The Single Life or the 90 Day Fiancé Diaries or something. Or they can
It's a win-win for some young person who's looking to take a break into TV, maybe isn't, you know, getting called by Hollywood executives for roles or whatever, and is like, TLC is like, we'll sign you on for two shows.
Right.
You know what I mean? You're like, three. Yeah. And you've got a deal. All right. Send us your resume. Bam. Acting school. You know, what is she like? The theater of something or other. I'm like, theater school. Yeah. It looked actually, you know, prestigious or whatever. I'm not really sure. I didn't do the homework, but it was a, you know, some legit theater and somewhere and stuff. And she had a certificate and everything. I'm like, damn. Okay.
Yeah.
Like they're getting their money's worth with this one.
I'm still not over it though, because I feel like I watch 90 Day Fiancé to follow the lives of real life couples.
Authentic couples going through the fucking process.
Yes, right. Exactly. I want to see them going back to the roots, but I can understand why they need to fill in the gaps. I just wish that it's a little bit more believable. Because now this whole like back and forth, right? Like, okay, who's catfishing who? It's just too mind-blowing.
Yeah.
Maybe if we don't have to think so hard, we'll be more duped into this storyline. But yeah, with Ben being so petty, I don't know. That's how you know that there's that huge age gap, right? Because here's a boomer who wrote all this 10-page long essay of text messages and he's expecting an instant reply. And then here she is like this Gen Zer who's like, oh, great, text messages. Like, ain't nobody got time for that. Read the first paragraph. Okay, went to sleep. You know what I mean?
TLDR, right? Like, TLDR, dude, she got a shit ton of them. She's like, dude, why are you bombing my phone, dude?
Right, exactly. And you think about like her English not being her first language. If he had sent that in English and it's like 10 pages long, do you think she even understand what you're trying to say?
Yeah.
Right. And if it's in Spanish, it's probably not in perfect Spanish because you use the translator Spanish and that's very formal. And maybe you miss some of those nuances or some of those like meaning of the actual, like you can express it as well as a native speaker on text. So she's probably read that and she's like, what the fuck is he trying to say? Let me just talk to him during breakfast.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Even then, like when you're sending it in poetry form, not everyone's going to understand your poetry, bro.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
That's probably his love language.
Your heart was knocking on the door and it was your empty suitcase. What, like, I wouldn't even know how to respond to that shit. I'm like, what? What is this? What does this mean?
You should respond like, to WTF.
What is that?
Yeah.
But go ahead.
No, sorry. Finish your sentence.
I was going to get into some tea, but we'll save the tea for later.
Yeah, I was going to get to like the headline here is the mugshot that came out a few days ago.
Was he drunk texting her, y'all?
Drunk using the translator app.
He's drunk driving.
So I think he was busted not because of drunk driving. From what I read, it was because he violated his probation and the judge had a warrant on him. So they, I guess they must have stopped him while he was driving. And yeah, it turns out that he had a suspended license arrest back in 2020 and was sentenced in 2021 to 18 months probation. And he violated that probation. So the judge had a warrant out for him. And this is, again, TLC's failure to do background checks, right? But whatever, you know, at least it's not like that Jeffrey dude who like was physically abusive or whatever. But still, this is a felon. And
wait, it's a felon? It's a felony.
Probably, right? If you violate your probation.
Oh.
I mean, serious, because it was a suspended license. Yeah.
Yeah.
Someone
love actually... after lockup.
Transition over.
I know, transition over to love after lockup.
What I loved was when the internet roasted him on the whole arrest, and someone actually say, God has hardened his probation officer's heart against him. So let's dance.
This is good stuff. I feel bad.
I know. I feel bad. But I think in the next episode, we see that she checked out of the hotel and he thought she was still around. She probably went back with her parents. All right, Lon, we've come to the end of our coverage of 90 Day Fiancé season 5. I believe this is episode, 13?
Yeah, I think so.
What is your WTF mode?
There's so much to choose from. So much to choose from. I will go with the whole Mike and Ximena thing. To me, that's like, dude, somebody who cares about you, somebody who has your best interests, is literally telling you to your face exactly what's going down, exactly what's going down. And you still think it's a good idea. Against her advice, you're just going to go do this. You know what I mean? Whether it was for sex or whether you still think that there's a chance for you guys, you know that Ximena is using you and that she's disgusted by you. And what are you trying to work out? You know, and the only thing I could come up with was you just wanted to get laid. And it became so evident when he's like, will you sleep with me? You know, and then, gross. And then you're a tiger, like gross. And for him to come out of that going, yeah, I think we're getting back on track. Like, so yeah. WTF. What about you?
My WTF moment is, I don't know, this is like twofold, right? It's when Ella told Johnny that she tripped and fell on her friend's dick.
Yeah.
But you just hate it when that happens.
I hate that, right? Happens all the time. I'm so clumsy.
Oh, dear me. And then Johnny saying, give me your ring size, I'll buy you diamond ring.
Oh, no. John. Yeah, what the fuck?
You're supposed to run the other way, not towards her.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have to see what happens to them. I don't think they worked out. I mean, like I said, China had another lockdown.
I don't think it's feasible. And it's one of those things where it was the series of events that led him. He's not acting, right? He's not acting out of genuine, I guess, love or genuine caring. At this point, he was pressured into saying that, I think.
Yeah.
It was manipulated.
Guilt tripped into
to say, let me buy you a ring. Like the circumstances of which this proposal, because let's call it a proposal. That's basically what it was. Like, this is, how did you propose to mommy, daddy? Right? Like, if that's the conversation.
Mommy slept with someone.
She slept with somebody.
And I asked her for a ring size.
I couldn't meet her in Dubai.
That's how I met your mom.
She couldn't wait. So I had to ask her for her ring size. Like, it's just not, you know what I mean? This isn't it. This isn't the way.
Yeah, totally. All right, Lon. Is there anything that you are watching lately that you want to share with the listeners?
Thank you for the recommendation, Nadia. Yes. From your suggestion, holy crap, The Puppet Master. Yeah. We were just talking about, what's the show? The Worst Roommate
Ever.
And Nadia said, well, check out if you like that, wait till you see The
Puppet
Master.
Nadia recommends.
The Puppet Master is worse. And I was like, The Puppet Master is worse? I got this text message, right? While I'm working out. Oh my gosh, The Puppet Master is worse. You need to watch this. I'm like, all right, I'm on it. Holy shit. Yeah. The level of manipulation and intrigue And for those of y'all who are into credits and stuff, apparently Nadia tells me this is from the creators of Don't Fuck With Cats, who also, I believe, did Tinder Swindler.
Swindler, yes.
Pretty impressive track record, if you ask me.
Oh, yeah.
So if their reputation, you know, speaks for itself, highly recommend The Puppet Master.
Highly recommend. I highly recommend Upload Season 2.
Upload!
I just decided to pause on the documentaries and reality TV and just watch a show by Greg Daniels. And Greg Daniels is also the guy behind The Office and Space Force.
Yeah. If we're going to watch TV with manipulated storylines, might as well watch good stuff.
Right? Totally. Totally.
Yeah, no, that's one I can also recommend. I haven't started Season 2 yet, but I really loved Season 1. It's a good mix of in less of a Black Mirror style, but also showing Black Mirror-ish themes of where technology can go and how we're going to deal with relationships, not just like intimate relationships, familial relationships, and different kinds of just relationships in general because of how technology is going to change things for us. So I think it's an interesting take on that too, aside from the love story that's unfolding, just the ways in which they integrate, like the funeral, for example, without saying too much, that was kind of weird and how they approached that, but it just throws in a bunch of interesting things about, you know, that the whole other metaverse and all that stuff.
I like how you're seeing it that way because I admit I saw it that way too. I'm like, oh, this is a cute show that's not as dark as Black Mirror. But the underbelly of the whole thing is how capitalism and technology took over the world and made the whole middle class and the poor even more disadvantaged, right? Mm-hmm. Because it celebrates how rich people are able to enjoy the afterlife. And yeah, I know there's a love story, you know, that's obviously the center of the show, but what the surrounding theme around it is how everyone else gets to, I mean, not everyone, but the rich gets to go to Lakeview, which is the name of the afterlife. And there are many heavens, by the way, if you watch Upload. But Lakeview is like a luxurious afterlife type.
Your wealth follows you into death.
Yeah.
Pretty much.
Right.
Yeah. There's interesting themes here to explore aside from the love story that's going on. Right.
Yeah. But I'm definitely a sucker for the love story.
And, yeah, me too. Yeah.
And the way they make fun of the tech, right? For example, the way they called it's Horizon, which is a wordplay on Verizon.
Mm.
And there's the company that supposedly helps you download, not upload, is called Oscar Mayer Intel. Because Oscar Mayer makes meat.
Right.
And Intel makes the chip, so...
Listeners,
you gotta watch the show to understand and appreciate. Yeah, and there's AT&T and T.
AT&T.
I don't know who they merged with, but it's like AT&T and T.
T-Mobile, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe it's T-Mobile. AT&T&T. Yeah, you're right. Yeah, it's crazy. But yeah, it's a really cool show. I recommend watching it.
I haven't started the newest season yet, but. I did like The Last Kingdom, and I'm looking forward to the new season of
Is that the Korean one, or is that the Viking one?
It's the, Viking
one. Okay.
Yeah, so not necessarily Viking. They're not, like, traversing seas or whatever, but it is in that kind of era.
Era, okay.
Yeah.
The medieval setting type of thing.
I think, yeah.
Warring Nordic families.
I guess. Yeah, and again, I'm not a pro at all that stuff, so I don't know my histories and stuff that well, but yeah, there's, you know, sword fights and lands, and they speak in accents.
Okay.
Stuff like that.
Old English.
I sound pretty ignorant, I know.
Old Nordic English.
Yeah. Viking-ish. Yeah, Viking is also the word I use, but
yeah.
I know that Vikings is like the whole traveling over water with the horned helmets and things, right? It's not necessarily
that's not the premise
of
the show. I thought that was the premise of the show.
No.
No? Oh, shoot. Okay, I'm the ignorant one, I guess. I gotta watch that then.
Yeah. Thanks for listening, WTFers. If you love the podcast, give us a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. It is appreciated and really helps us out. You can also find us under listener support on anchor.fm and donate for as low as 99 cents or on Patreon at WTF Extra. You can engage with us on email, Twitter, and Instagram at 90dayfiancewtf. We especially would like to hear what your WTF moments are each episode. We might even shout you out. Don't forget to like, share, and follow the podcast. You can find me on Instagram at lawn_like_lawn. Click on the link in my bio for additional socials.
All right.
All right.
Happy Women History Month.
Women History Month. Yes, ladies.
Yeah, still I didn't hope for peace, no war.
Yeah, make love, not war.
Do I always get it wrong? All right. Anyway. Thank you.
It's make peace, not war too. I'm just throwing that out there.
Thank you to our listeners, to our 1,000 plus followers on Instagram and Twitter. Thank you so much. We love that you engage with us and keep engaging with us. Love to hear your comments and love to see your reaction to our memes. Do follow us on the podcast too.
Bye-bye.